Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts,
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Well, you know who you are, and she's the host of the show, Eric Zuli. Eric, you ready to rock and roll today? And I suppose he is. He usually is. And we have a great show planned today. We have some special guests today. Dean Arkellis is on with us. We have, I'm going to keep this a surprise. We have a metaverse magician on. And I will let that be our surprise,
Daniel.
So, Eric, there's so much going on. I don't know if I can keep up, but I'm doing it.
I like that, Dad. Metaverse magician. That's a new moniker. It's a good name for Daniel Sternkar, who's going to be coming on the show as our guest.
Keep his name a secret. Yeah, he's the magician. All right. This is exciting stuff, and the transition from brick and order to click and order and so on and so forth, it's a transition across the board on so many.
It's click and
Holy
order.
Cow.
That's right. It's the transition from brick and mortar to click and order, which is a lot of what Easy Way Network is being revolved around now, because all these businesses need the click and order to get the business to brick and mortar.
And Eric, literally, this stuff, what we're talking about is literally going on. A major big shopping center on a major big intersection, the 5 Freeway and El Toro Road. I mean, you can't get a better location. You got the seniors there. You got people coming down the freeway. You got the new homes with the younger people on the other side. You got everything. And the stores started because Sears disappeared. Macy's was gone. Oh, okay. They're going to get some new stores in. No, it's literally closed and gone. The shopping center was just a big pile of, you know, they pile up what they break down, and they're rebuilding. I guess it's a center, a housing center there, for seniors or whatever, apartments.
Yeah, everywhere you look, there's a lot of brick and mortar changing and going down, and really the businesses that are brick and mortar are the businesses that were smart and they started early with click and order, because you're making money on the digital reoccurring residual income, really user based business. It's all about data. The data is the dollars, and if you didn't revolve your business to collect data and follow up with that data, then you know you're going to be left behind in the dust. And now the businesses are feeling it.
And you know, there's technology comes out. Like everybody used to go to rent a movie, and you know, you'd see all the movies, and there were the VHS and everything, and that was too expensive, and it didn't make sense, and then it went down to the red box, and it just keeps getting more streamlined, more simpler, smaller.
Hold that thought, Deb, we got to get to the commercial and then Hot Topics, but guys, you're listening to Radio Boomers Live, powered by Easy Way Network. You can go to Easy Way Podcast. .com, that's letter E, letter Z, and subscribe, or you can even check out how to get your own podcast, check out some of the other podcasts that we have on the network, and we are on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, we're all over the place, here on Blog Talk Radio. Download the app, Easy Way Interactive. There's so many things we're putting into this app, and pretty soon we'll have the new Easy Way Verse in the Easy Way Interactive app. Talk about click and order, which we're going to be talking about here soon when we bring Daniel on. But we're going to go to commercial break and then get into Hot Topics, which is the big Easy Way app, the Easy Way Verse, the big book, the the Easy Way Family book, which is now an Amazon number one bestseller. But we're going to get into all that after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, the holidays are upon us, and the biggest travel day of the year, what is it? Probably don't realize this, but it's the Sunday after Thanksgiving. It's normally the biggest day of the year, and U.S. airports are just packed. Why? You know, I wonder, why would that be? The day after Thanksgiving is Sunday. Okay. They spent billions of dollars, approximately $936 billion. How much is spent on Christmas and gifts and so on? How about that for a figure? $936 billion in 2022. Now they're expecting it to top $1 trillion worth of gifts and so forth. The average person spends about $1,000. That's probably more than that now. U.S. Supplying Iranian missiles that can reach Russia, and they did successfully. They fired several into, Brest, Russia, and hit a facility there. And then Russia retaliated by hitting Ukraine and their missiles and drones. And it's an escalation that's going on. And NATO is on the edge, and they're trying to get this simmer down a bit. Israel had that to meet to... to approve a Lebanon ceasefire, and we're hoping that works out. Wealthy countries back raising the big COP29 climate deal. This is, it's a lot of money. They're putting in $300 billion. They're trying to get together to have this look into the climate. It was an overwhelming win for Trump across the board. He's got the presidency set up. You got the electoral votes, you got the popular vote, you got the Senate and the House, and he's now on a mission to fill his cabinet with 40 picks so far in 17 days. What do we have? The deportation has been on the table. Everybody's wondering what's going on. Well, the agenda with ICE is targeting these convicted criminals that are out there that are coming over. That's who they want to get out first. Eric Lyle, convicted of the Eric and Lyle, the twins convicted killing their parents 28 years ago, are set to appear in court for a clemency hearing. And the NFL playoff picture, the Seahawks to make Week 12's biggest move after jumping atop NFC West. Beyonce's to perform at halftime for the NFL Christmas Day game on Netflix. And then we have... if you've been finding mounds of dirt in your yards, people are talking about what's with all these magical mounds of dirt appearing everywhere. I guess we've been hit with the increase of the little molds get out there. And in a way, it's a good thing because they aerate your lawn. But that's the deal there. And the survey shows 40% of Americans are doing more good and giving more to watch and help others in 2024, at the end of 2024. So that's some of the stuff that's
going on. All right,
well,
it's time to get to our guest. Guys, make sure to stick to time. Yeah, great.
Let's get to the guest.
Great information on the news, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We want to make sure we wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving.
One more little quickie. I just wanted to say there's another thing in the news. We have a big congratulations for Eric, the best of the best book. Yep.
We're gonna get into that after this guest. But actually, we're gonna be celebrating the book at the Big Easy Way Verse event that's going to be happening on December 6th. We're going to be talking about now. So we're bringing on a guest, and you can find more information on EasyWayWallOfFame.com. You can search for Daniel Sturinkpar. And, you know, from playing classic piano to loving animals, science, technology, aviation, and space, Daniel combines many interests, philosophies, talents as he travels through his life journey, with his primary focus being to appreciate and help others. Mr. Daniel Sturinkpar is an entrepreneur, software developer, workflow analyst, database designer, programmer, web community builder, data visualization specialist, digital artist, interactive multimedia developer, video animator, visual set creator, director, producer, musician, composer, stereoscopic, multimedia, and virtual reality pioneer. And now he's in alliance with the Easy Way Network. We've partnered up to really do something spectacular for all the Easy Way families and family members listening out there. Without further ado, let's bring on Daniel Sturinkpar to the show.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, everybody. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and the show is sounding fantastic. I'm honored to be here.
Tell you first, Ben, when I coined you as the Metaverse Magician, because that's the way I look at you, you're producing this magic.
Yeah, I like a good term. I'll take it.
I don't understand.
I like that one. I really do. We're going to have to officially Easy Way stamp coin you the Metaverse Magician, Daniel,
I'm in awe with this stuff. It's just unbelievable. Metaverse, what the concept of futuristic sci-fi is now revolutionizing the way people live, Daniel, and you're part of that.
But Daniel, you said that you really like what the podcast is sounding, and it's sounding good or whatever. We're not as good as your AIs that do podcasts, but you know, we do our best.
You're doing great.
there's
so many. Go ahead.
You know, Daniel, it's like I'm dumbfounded by all this stuff, and I'm looking at it. But why isn't Daniel an engineer building bridges, or why isn't he a doctor, or what was it that, you know, put you on this path?
And Daniel, just so you know, we fight for airtime on this show. It's kind of a game, okay? So you got to fight.
I'll also quickly answer somebody, whoever's first.
I just wonder where that came from, Daniel. Who talked to you
let's hear your story. Why did you go down this path?
Well, you know, I guess I've always been looking skyward. I've always had a big interest in astronomy. And then potentially astronautics and space. So I was always looking to the future, doing something that would be beneficial to everybody. And I had a lot of discipline from my dad, or learned a lot of discipline from my dad, because I had learned how to play piano from him. He was a concert pianist, composer, performer. And of course, space leads you to the latest technologies, and space has so many spin-off benefits that a lot of people don't realize. And then that, of course, got me interested, well, how do the spacecraft fly? What controls them? And that started getting me into the technology side. And in high school, I actually had a class that was about electronics and learning all that, you know, resistors, transistors, how circuits work and so on. And one day, a guy came in with paper terminals. This was before we even had screens to talk to a computer. Literally, whatever things would appear on paper. That was your screen. That's how far back this goes. We're talking, late 70s. And the guy who brought in those terminals, he's playing this Star Trek game, which, of course, is a big Star Trek fan, you know, being into space and sci-fi and so on. And that got me really intrigued. And before I knew it, I was learning how to do programming and started doing things for the school. And then when I went to college to basically major in aerospace engineering, I wound up combining it with computer science. And I was put on a fast track because of my computer experience, where I had access to equipment that usually only graduate students would get access to. And I was doing all sorts of programming there, and in fact, actually creating programs for some of the professors that would wind up solving students' problems to make sure that their solution to problems that were given was correct, and I was sort of used as the answer key. And one day I took a tour to Washington, D.C., because I wound up with a co-op job there. That was something unique about the University of Cincinnati, is that you would work in the industry after you were there a year or two that you were majoring in. And so I was working with this aerospace lab there, government lab, but there was this convention about computers. And there was amazing work going on. I saw home control by computer, by Ohio Scientific computers, and they were way ahead of their time, in some ways even now. And that was like, wow, that is really fantastic stuff. I want to learn more and do more. And when I went back to school, I wound up getting involved with a computer user group there, and one of the folks that happened to be part of that group was a grain company. And they needed programming to track all kinds of statistics for government about the grain. And I wrote them a big system, it turned out, and they handed me a huge check that for a college student was like getting $1 million.
Wow.
And that was like, the light bulb went off. And then I started thinking, realizing, hey, you know what? It's a lot cheaper to buy a computer than a spaceship. And that sort of made me take that turn.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it was the computer versus spaceship cost. That makes sense. You know, and you mentioned
that.
Yeah, you mentioned a date, and it's a metaverse was first coined in 92.
Hold on, Dad. There's a background noise, like someone's got the show on in the background. I don't know if you're listening to the show or not, Daniel, but there's like when we're getting like an echo or something.
Oh, echo.
And before the next question, not to put you on the spot, Daniel, but I'm looking all over your social media and I'm not seeing this flyer and I'm not seeing this show on any of your stuff. So take some time and pop that link in that flyer on your social media and make sure your fans are listening. So we want to talk about your story in the new Easy Way Family, Best of the Best book. And so I want to give them a little teaser of why they would want to purchase the book and really learn your story with all the stuff you do in AI and metaverses and technology. I mean, you're like the tech king.
Well, thank you. Well, I think that sort of is a bit of maybe too much of a teaser right there, but that gives you a little bit of the intro, and obviously you'll find out a lot more in the book in my chapter, how that all came together. And as far as the metaverse, as far as the metaverse, there's so many, in some ways in the public eye, misconceptions of what it means, what it does, why would a business even, want to utilize it, and we're famous
We don't have a whole lot of time. Let's get directly into this Easy Way verse. We got this big event coming up on December 6th, which is something we're going to use to showcase and break a lot of brands and products and things that are happening in the Easy Way Network and what's happening with the members. But this particular event that we've created an alliance with JV. With between our influence and impact and marketing and then in your technology and innovation, let's really talk about this event coming up on December 6th. Like give them a walkthrough, like paint a picture exactly what they would be experiencing. And what makes your technology, your metaverse technology different than others?
And this is amazing.
Yeah, well, that's what I was sort of getting to was we're famous for taking the newest technologies, whether we have created them or work with partners, and utilizing it in a practical way. And that's what we're doing with the Easy Wayverse. There's a set of offices that people can have, and in each office they can actually feature videos on the wall. They can have images that people can click on to go to different destinations. whether it's going to their Easy Way Wall of Fame or the Easy Way Eye Profile, other locations, or even simply seeing an image of a product clicking and actually buying something right there. And the other thing that's really great is besides having avatars, which, you know, some people are used to that concept, or, you know, they've seen Easy Play or Me or, you know, various movies that feature this concept, participants can actually turn on their webcam view. So things can actually get even more personal, that besides seeing the avatar, they'll actually see a live webcam feed from that user in the metaverse. And there are offices, you know, for all around you in that area, so you can actually network with other businesses. And there are even meeting rooms that have tables and screens, so you can bring in a lot of people there as well. But now your office, what's really neat, and the same with the conference rooms as well, they're all private zones. So everybody that's talking inside your office, if I'm standing right outside your office, I won't hear a word. That's really fantastic that each office is basically a private zone, and people chatting in there, the audio from the people inside doesn't bleed out like into the hallway.
That's amazing technology. Well, private conversations, and you even have isn't there somebody that stands by the door of an office that can be introduce you or something?
We can create a little mini AI, if you will. You'll see an avatar, and you can actually ask it questions about that business. So, for instance, if you're standing outside the View3D.tv office, you can ask it, tell me about interactive video pathways. And you will see a little text window pop up, and you'll see his or her response. Those AIs can actually be programmed to be knowledgeable about some services and products from that company.
Now, when you walk into a store, you look at what's down below the glass or what's hanging on the wall or clothing, but with yours, it's even more so because there's a screen, and you could actually go on the screen and see all their services right there. And, they don't even have that in stores.
And you can hit play and, you know, skip around the video, do whatever you want as far as that goes, and all the images that are placed on the wall, they can be interactive, you know, as I mentioned before. Wow. So someone clicks it. Also, I can even open a web page. And when we set up those web pages that open, they can either open inside the metaverse or open a separate browser tab. So businesses will sort of have a choice, you know, in terms of how they want that to work. So that it's very versatile in that way as well.
Oh, big time versatile. They said Metaverse was first coined in 1992 by Neil Strebson in his science fiction novel Snow Crash. But even before that was the first virtual experience was in 1962 by simulating a motorcycle riding. It's, you know.
Wow. I love the research that you do on news and like actually stuff on the internet and facts and information. It's really cool that you do that, and it's always factual information. Daniel, we have another like 2 minutes or whatever. I want to take some time and also let people know about the AI podcasting, and really, you know, like. We're gonna be offering this to our members. I mean, you have to be an Easy Way member to be able to even get access to this technology. But I've literally seen businesses flourish without having to do anything, and they simply just, you know, put in a prompt, and the podcast does everything for you. That's incredible.
Yeah, we can have anywhere from one to almost infinite number of hosts, and some of the ones that we put in Easy Way Network have 3 hosts. We at first utilized AI to learn everything about your company and services, and then our writers definitely go through that script to make all sorts of changes and can confer with you to make sure the script meets your requirements. And then from there, we can actually create an audio podcast. And then the next step up is we can actually make a video podcast where you actually see the host speaking. And in addition to that, we can also put in the B-roll where as the hosts are talking, we can also feature images and or videos in that podcast that showcase your product, services, company, and so on.
Wow.
And we could even go another step up and actually turn it into an interactive video where we can actually have buttons on the podcast to go to your social destinations, buy now, downloading, you know, case studies or any other information that you want them to have, you know. Even make phone calls by clicking a button or clicking a button to send an email or clicking another button to set a meeting schedule. And then, of course, with the pathways, a question could be asked, and then depending on the answer someone clicks on, it can go to more detailed information about that topic. So the podcast can be very versatile and produced in many ways.
And, you know, you kind of get a feeling that you're, a lot of people say, oh, I like to be in person, that, but down the road they'll say, you know, my wife and I couldn't be there in person. We were flying in from New York at one event, but we couldn't make the other one because there was some issue, health issue or whatever. And they said, you know, we attended this metaverse, and it was really exciting. We didn't have to park. We didn't have to pay for plane fare, so on and so forth. But then when you get there, what's it like? Well, you're out in the lobby talking to people, and then you go down the hallway and look into different stores, and then you go into the you know, convention room or whatever it's called, and you sit down, and the people are on stage. They can call you up the stage, and you could speak. It really is amazing how they do that, and you can interact with anybody in the audience.
I'm really, really excited about this event on December 6th because not only is it a metaverse, but it's also Easy Way bringing in its Easy Way celebrity members and legends and the knowledge and the stuff that you're going to learn and acquire and the opportunity that you're going to adopt with the podcasting and the media. In fact, our next guest coming up is the owner of a very major network that we partnered up with, and we're rebuilding their website. And it's another opportunity for more exposure, more media exposure, and the technology. I mean, I just love seeing how this Easy Way family is evolving. It's evolving with so many incredible people, and we're so glad you guys are able to tune in and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to EasyWayPodcast.com, RBLLive.com to be a part of this stuff. Don't forget to download the app. And reach out to Daniel. Reach out to Daniel, and if you want to learn more, if you want to get involved, he's got a profile on there. And Daniel, we gotta you know, wrap this up. But is there anything in closing that you wanted to leave us off with?
Yeah, one thing I just wanted to mention real quick is what's great about this metaverse. You don't need to download or install any type of programs. It works right off a web page. So that's really important.
Huge.
So you don't have that complication of dealing with that.
Yeah.
That is huge. That is so important, is not to have to download anything. The fact that this is browser-based and you can use it on your mobile phone or your computer or even your touchpad, there's no device it pretty much doesn't work on. So basically, guys, what this is this we've aligned with View3D.tv to gamify your conversion experience, to gamify your business experience. And so make sure you put on your calendars December 6th, big Easy Way Verse soft launch powered by View3D.tv. We're proud to be working with you, Daniel. Thanks so much for coming on.
Daniel Ross.
And the same here. Very proud to work with Easy Way Network.
Daniel
Thank
Ross.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Daniel.
All right, guys, Daniel Sternfarr, make sure you look him up on the Easy Way Network, look him up in the Easy Way Interactive app. He's on the Wall of Fame. He's all over the place. So you're listening to Radio Boomers Live, powered by Easy Way Network with James Zuli and Eric Zuli. Make sure that you download the Easy Way Interactive app and have some fun with us and know about everything going on. Our Easy Way News is in there now. The events is in there. The podcast is in there. The magazine's in there. We're getting ready to build an Easy Way handbook to make it really simple for you guys to follow along with everything that we can do for you and what's happening in the network. So we're going to go a quick little commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to have Dean Arkilis, the CEO of Fan TV. which is one of our new media partners and going to be involved with all the things we got going on. And we're gonna talk about their new channel on Easy Way TV, available on all smart devices and mobile devices. We'll be right back.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to
59925, guys. That's easy way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to 59925 if you want to get called on mobile and get the updates. Coming up next is Dean Archos, one of my best friends. We've known each other for over 15 years. We've been working together with the Easy Way Network and Fan TV Global Networks for 15 years. And welcome to Fan TV, guys, your ultimate destination for things, sports, entertainment. And they're not just a streaming network. They're also a front row seat to the world's biggest games and hottest shows and thrilling live sports coverage, exclusive behind the scenes content, and they give you all of the latest in entertainment, and they bring you a lot of artists and performers and even political aspects of things. And Dean goes way back as a banker with Bank of America and an executive with major business platforms, and like I said, we're going to be talking about his new channel on the EasyWay TV network. It's been a long time running, and now we can officially talk about it. Welcome to the show, Dean Archos.
Hey, Eric. How you doing, brother?
Hey, brother.
I'm good.
Dean,
I'm good, man. Welcome to the show.
You go back a ways with us. I mean, this is like, you know, Eric and I popped some of the old tapes out and the video. Now it's on TV, and we're saying, wow, look at Dean. That was, how many years ago? Jeez, this is
over
crazy.
15 years ago. I grew up with you guys.
Yeah. Hey, you remember the WTV stuff, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
WTV.
Yeah,
we got what you need. We got what you need. How many hundreds of times have I said, okay, just say you're watching WTV, and, you know.
A million times, maybe.
Yeah, a lot of great memories. And we'll be getting together soon here in a day or two, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to the collaboration and finally really putting things together, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and behind the scenes are Easy Way Technologies, our Easy Way Apps department. We're you know, revamping and tipping up your guys' network, your site, your look, your feel a little bit, and how you enjoying that Easy Way business experience so far, Dean?
Really good, man. We're making a lot of changes. Sometimes in life, you know, you got to make changes. You know, our website's been the way it is, and once in a while, as you grow and keep growing, you gotta go with the technology and what's going on, right? So we always have to get updated. So it's a blessing that I have you guys to always look after my network and always kind of like enhance it and make it better, where it's more easier for people to interact and you know, look through our social media stuff.
Yeah. Well.
So you have a channel now, Dean, on Easy Way TV. And people can download that on Android or Apple Store, as well as Roku TV, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and it's on the web at easywaytv.com. And we're building this thing up. You know, talk a little bit about the channel and what people have to expect with Fan TV. What type of content are you putting on there? Is there anything new? Anything you can announce? You know. Fan TV's been around for a long time, and you guys have covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah, man. We are doing a lot of things. We cover a lot of sports also. We've covered the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry. We've covered Hugh Jackman, Hollywood stuff, you know, the guy that played Wolverine and all that. There's a lot of things we've covered, man, we also cover a lot of community leaders, you know what I mean? I've actually gotten an award from the California Secretary of Treasurer, Fiona Ma. She's come over my office and actually gave me a certificate. Man, we've done so much. You name it, we've done it. We've covered beauty pageants, sports, dance, music. We're global worldwide. We've covered Manny Pacquiao. He was also a Filipino world champion fighter when he fought Mayweather. And right now we're also working on our podcast shows where we're going to have a lot of special guests and also partner up with one of the big promotions for music here that does a lot of concerts. And, you know, we deal with a lot of celebrities that sing from the Philippines to anywhere in the world. If they want to sing, they want to have a concert, they collaborate with us. Anybody who does a premiere movie, they call us and we collaborate and do like interviews on them and highlight reels and stuff like that to put out. So when you go to Fan TV Global, you'll get everything you could think of. You know, it's very diverse. And again, it's all about building diversity, unity, collaboration, giving a voice and a face for everybody to be heard. And that's perfect connections and collaborations with Easy Way. And just blessed to have you guys, and I'm grateful for that. So a lot of things going on where we're at. It's never ending. It's always growing, and it's always fun.
Yeah, it is.
Let's talk about the numbers, Dean, because everybody wants to know numbers. If somebody gets on Fan TV Global or any of your channels or really gets covered by your guys' media, if you guys show up to a red carpet and you interview people, what type of numbers, what type of eyeballs, and who are those eyeballs that are to be expected when being covered by Fan TV?
Well, you know, again, we do have target markets. We also, aside from having millions of viewers and people watching us, millions of audience, we do also B2B, business-to-business connections, collaborations, so very direct. So when we talk to people that watch us, especially for businesses and all, small business, people just want to get this stuff going. We like I said, I work with you guys with a social media platform, so we have a huge reach. I think last time I checked on Meta, we've had about 179 million audience that I have, or it might have been more right now. So like, again, with the collaboration with you guys.
I don't know, you showed me those analytics on the Facebook, and it said like 270 million reach.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I'm lowballing myself. It's been a while, but yeah, man. Thanks for reminding me. That's why I have you guys to remind me. You know, we keep growing and growing, and sometimes we grow so big to the point like, hey, you know, that's why we have the Easy Way collaboration here. You know, always kind of keep me updated and you know.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, it's you know, and the tech is changing, and there's just it's ever evolving, isn't it? I mean, you know, look at the way you used to do interviews and get people out, and now with all these platforms, it's such a game changer to the networks. And I hear it on the news when people are saying, well, they're changing their production now, and they're changing.
Mm-hmm.
Their programming, because it's all going this tech, and you really got to keep up. Just like with the brick and mortar stuff, it's the same with what we're doing. You know, with the videos and the shows and the recordings and the metaverse, you really got. You wake up in the morning, you don't know what's next. You know, but it's exciting.
Yeah,
you know, keeping up with everything.
Absolutely, because the thing is, you have Facebook, Instagram, you have YouTube, now you have TikTok. TikTok goes viral. TikTok's the easiest platform to be in. I'm actually partner up with a TikTok agency right now, directly from TikTok. So the good thing is, if people, usually you have to have 1,000 followers to get on live, right, to monetize. Well,
yeah.
The partner I have right now for the TikTok agency, we can get anybody less than 1,000 and start putting them on live and start making money already. And we're able to coach them here and there. So yeah, these platforms, it's killing the TV network, because now you have millions of audience that can watch you all over the world versus you're just on TV now, right? So the platform right now for social media is very important. So the website that Eric's doing for me and his team, it's amazing, because this is where you can actually see a lot of our highlight reels, some of our interviews, some of our shows. And it's like we're doing like a Netflix, Amazon Prime thing people can watch all over the world, Hulu, you know. So it's like that's our platform's future, where it's going to be. And like Hulu and Netflix and all them, they're going to have a lot of competitions like us, especially when we have a lot of good content and the good connections and collaboration with Eric's platform. You know, we put all that out there, like you said, and he's built his platform, his own, like, YouTube, Facebook, and social media, and it's about time, like, sooner or later, Netflix, Amazon, all those, Hulu, that's where we're going to be, you know what I mean? That's our future.
Yeah, yeah.
And the good thing about us is we have exclusive that we build, we create our own shows, podcasts, infomercials, commercials. We can cover live stream fights or live stream events, which Netflix and all those other platforms I spoke about don't have, right? Because Netflix buying exclusive stuff from people, but we create our own stuff. So what I've learned in life is don't compete, create. You know what I mean? Because that's what kind of changes us from all these people, and that makes us different.
So what's some of the shows that you guys create? Because I know that you guys do a lot of stuff with music artists, because I see that all the time. And
yes,
talk
sir.
About some of the divisions, like, you know. So let's talk about the music show. So if an artist gets involved with Easy Way Network, and they have the app, they're inside of the social network, they're inside of the family. And then they come across the Fan TV Global Network group inside of that social network, and they learn about the show that you guys do for artists. What's the takeaway? What's the benefit for an artist or a producer? Or let's talk music.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the benefit of that is because when we work with all the artists, right? So what we do is we collaborate a lot of the artists. So imagine this. This is a prime example. So if an artist hits over, we have an artist that hits over millions of viewers, right? So when we collaborate with the artist, they become our connections. So their followers becomes our followers. Our followers becomes their followers. So we've worked with so many artists that follows us, and we follow each other. And so if you're talking about the benefits, well, this is it, because all the artists wants to always get new viewers, new fans, and all that.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
Yeah.
We give a voice in the face for them to be heard, collaborate with everybody. And if somebody's saying, like, look, I don't have too many people, well, come to Easy Way and come to Fan TV Global. We're going to get you out there. We're going to connect you. We have different genres, R&B, hip-hop, soul, you name it. We have it all there, where people are performing live, and we can collaborate you guys, and actually also put you on the events that we have to get you more exposure too. Aside from that, we do a lot of live streaming. So when we do live stream on your platforms, on social media, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, imagine all those viewers coming in all at one time, right? So that's the power of media. You know, it's a platform that we've done for over 15 years. We're pretty known. People know who we are. And we don't really need to really talk about, like, who's Fan TV Global, who's Easy Way TV. We've been around, guys, for a long time before anybody started putting that microphone and putting on people's interviews and stuff like that. We've started that whole trend for a long time ago. We've been ahead of the game for a long time. Now it's about time that we finally collaborate and build this big, because, again, like I said, we had this vision way before anybody was doing anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, the thing is, this can really be a game changer for somebody in the industry that wants to get started. It's a major jump start. Instead of going out and slowly building stuff up by getting on a platform like you have and what we have, it really can be a game changer for that person. as far as getting out there and what they're going to be doing. You got to resource this stuff if you want, because, you know, the competition, you know, Dean, is really, you know, there's a lot of competition. When I talked to Rafe, and I said, what is it with the interviews now when you're auditioning? She goes, it's much different now because they're not going with 25 or 50 people from Hollywood to try out for a part. Now there could be literally thousands coming online, and they audition from different states, different countries. So it's a whole different program now. What's next on the table for Dean Arkillis?
Well, you know, the thing that's going on right now, like Eric said, the big thing is we're revamping our website, and everything that we talked about that people wanna see, it's gonna be Fan TV Global Network. And the good thing about our platform is we have so much connection, so much experience, that if people are saying, like, hey, look, I just want to get my network going, or I don't know what to do, we can guide you guys, teach you guys. And that's why this whole platform that Erica put together for everybody to collaborate, to work together, it's huge, because how many people can you say that they would have all these connections, millions of connections, millions of viewers, and so many different platforms all in one, right?
Yeah.
And that's the key to this is the experience, the connection. And if you feel like, hey, I just started, and you feel like I want to get somewhere, this Fan TV and Easy Way is the way to go. And if you guys need the big events to get done, live stream, we can do that. You need connections, we have all that. And again, it's all about the experience and who you know. And me and Eric, we've been together for a long, long time.
We definitely know how to
really connect people. We're connectors, so we're not here just talking out of our ass and say, hey, this is what it is. No, we definitely, you ask us what you need, you write it down, we'll implement, execute, and make sure that we can make that happen for you guys and get you somewhere.
Hey, the proof's in the pudding, Dean. All we got to do is sit back and watch about 3 years of videos. You know, I want to do that sometime. I want to have a get together, you know, and we have some of our people get together and watch some of these videos, you know. Maybe we'll do it at the house here. I don't know, but
absolutely. And then
you know,
there was actually a video. I'll share it with Eric. I was at World Star Hip Hop, right? It's one of the famous urban, more of a urban platform, right? And I did an exclusive interview on this guy named Matt Major, and I had over 1 million views in a month, right? and so that was when I was first started. So I accidentally got really well known on that, and people kept messaging me, is that you? This is that. I thought they were making fun of me at first, like, what are they talking about? And to find out later on, I go to this platform, and I got millions of viewers, and everybody's
there,
like,
you
you know you're famous, right? I said, well, I didn't want to get famous in that kind of side of it, but it was just this guy talking about aliens and vampires, and man, it was really, like, this guy was a little off the chart, off the chain, you know. But then again, you know, so much stuff is happening, the world's changing, and it's all entertainment. People got to understand, sometimes when we're doing a lot of entertainment, it's all about really just making people happy and connecting with everybody. And then we have all that other side of it for the community with the leaders and all that. We want to make sure we have a good life, and where we're protected, we're safe. And I'm all about, you know, I'm all about whatever God says, you know, hey, we want to be at peace, we want to be one, and God first. And I believe that if you do the right thing all the time, every time, God will lead us the way. And we're not perfect, but you know what? We could always learn from it, because everything in life is a learning experience. We make mistakes, not perfect. But God first, and I'm glad you guys are always about God, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him either, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd share with Eric, you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience, but without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time, you know? And that's what it is. And, you know, you move forward with, and, you know, at the events that we have, I've noticed some people have said, you know, I've been to a lot of events, but there's a different atmosphere. You just have good quality people, you know, good, and the people care about each other. You know, it's a caring group. That's what's nice is you just have people that cover each other and they look out for each other. and talented people. Look at, you never know who you're going to run into and the talents they have.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
But I think that would be a fun time to get together and watch some of those old things like Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife, That Guy, Most Interesting Man in the World. You know, and all these people.
Right.
So we have all that stuff on video. And I don't know how long ago it started, but Eric with the WTV, and I still have a lot of those, media walls and things. I don't have much of a pool room left, but I have a lot of those media walls. And we'll probably be seeing you on the 15th, maybe, at the we got the BBC Toy Drive with the Better Vision for Children. And and then we got the 2nd, March 2nd. I'm trying to get all my dates and everything. And it's going fast. It's going exciting. Might have some before that. Who knows? And then we got the virtual world going on. But
yes, sir. It's absolutely
changing times. And
also, you know, like I said, I'm blessed to have a big platform, huge platform. We're all about positivity. So, you know, we know like how the entertainment world is. It's hard to trust a lot of people, you know, but we've been there. So if you guys need help and you guys want to do some stuff, we're here. And, you know, we don't judge anybody, you know, because we don't know what we don't know, right? Because, again, like I like, like whenever I see something negative or someone's going to make a post or something, I definitely let everybody know before I post anything. And I tell them straight up, I'm very straightforward. If anybody wants to make a bad comment or say anything on this, especially when I'm posting my stuff, I said, I don't need you guys to be follow me. I can also delete you guys because I don't need that much friends.
No.
As long as I have the right friends that supports me and does the right things and also just really try to work and help each other, that's what I want. I don't want people putting down people here and there saying this and that. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is how can we all work together, help one another.
Yeah.
And that's it. We're all in the same place where we want to grow, and let's grow with the right people, you know.
Grow with the right people, good people. That's what it's all about, share good stuff. And, you know, it's just amazing. Like, how is it, Dean, that the holidays are already upon us? I mean, people are putting – what's funny is Halloween comes along, and you see all the Halloween stuff at, like, Home Depot or something. And, like, a week later, there's all the Christmas stuff. And – I would joke around, like, after Christmas, I said, before you know it, it'll be next Christmas again, and here we are. And I don't know. I don't know if I want to travel. When I hear about so many people, I think I'm going to kind of stay low, stay around town. But it's, it's just amazing how these events go by. You meet somebody at an event, and all of a sudden you go, oh, I remember. I saw you about 3 years ago, But
I got some good news, guys. Not to interrupt, but I literally had to jump on the other line and grab my man Hawthorne James's phone call, which you guys would remember
Cool.
from Speed.
Oh yeah,
the movie Speed with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock and lots and lots of other stuff. The Five Heartbeats. He was a star, Big Red, and a lot of people know Hawthorne James and him, his wife, his family. They are going to be at our toy drive. Event at the Hills Hotel on December 15th, which I know Fan TV will be in the house. I don't know if Dean himself will be able to be there, but I know Fan TV will be in the house.
All the stars
are confirming now. Yes, sir. So, Dean, are you going to be there, or are you just going to be able to sit?
I might have to. I'll see. I'll let you know. I can try to have some other people come through. But most likely, if I can, you know, like I said, I would. It's just that, sometimes
it's always a blessing to have Dean himself there. But if Fan TV can be there to support and cover, that would be amazing.
Yes,
but we just got confirmation from Hawthorne. He's going to be at all three of our events: the Metaverse event, December 6th, the EasyWayverse soft launch with View3D.TV, the December 15th Toys to Tots, Better Vision for Children toy benefit, which is also the launch and the release of the Easy Way Family Best of the Best book. And then he's also going to be at the March 2nd, the Better Vision for Children fundraising Golden Gala benefit, which is going to be giving out Easy Way awards all this is happening at the Hills Hotel, guys. So you want to make sure you book your rooms early. We have a very special deal. If you're an Easy Way Family member and you have our app, you can get the rooms. We'll give you a special link. You can get the rooms at $100. what hotel gives you a room for $100, a 3.5-star hotel for $100 a night?
Exactly.
We got you guys.
Awesome.
Not bad. Not bad at all. And it's so, yeah, Dean, do your best. If you can make it, we'd love to see you. If not, we will be seeing you probably on March 2nd. And
go ahead.
You can make the Metaverse event, though, right? The Easy Way Verse, where on your phone or your
yes, sir,
your
absolutely.
Computer. Okay, so let's talk
and
a little bit
about your platform. The good thing about the events that you have, like I told your dad, social media platform like the is so huge right now. You don't need the TV anymore. We can watch and still be there with you guys and experience the event. So that's the beautiful thing. Live stream it. Put it on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and you know, that's it. You really reach the whole world with that platform.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing too, Dean. Is on the TikTok side of things, there's a lot of people use TikTok. I know we're partnering up with some of the bigger agencies that can actually get influencers paid if they're on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. We do. We are also you're right. We're helping a lot of some of the celebrities that they're so like a lot of celebrities and influencers, they're big in the other platforms, but when it hits TikTok, when they go live, they're like, wait, I only have one or two, because there's a key to that. Yeah. You have to be consistent every day, same time, like 2 to 3 hours a day at the same time. And I'm just trying to give you guys a hint. Once you go there every day, and go live, do 2-3 hours a day, you give it a month or two, you're going to have a lot of viewers and followers. And you guys, sooner or later, people will come and watch you. Literally, just one of your videos could go viral also, you know, that. And all these sponsors and companies would want you to just do something for them. And, you know, and that's how people make a lot of money now. People are being seen, found all over the world because of what they're doing with their shows is just consistent. You know, I mean, consistency is the key.
That's
yeah,
true.
TikTok really is one of the more organic platforms to get real viewership, I would say. You know, their algorithm is amazing, and mm-hmm. you know, I love the tools that they give you to create your slideshows and the editing that they kind of do for you automatically. It's like very simple, user friendly, just one click turnkey type stuff.
Yeah, it's easier. Definitely, like I said, we're gonna put all our stuff together, and well, your radio, TV, podcasts, we can put all out there in one time, put it all live, and people just watching, interacting, and inviting all these people. And while you're all live, people are inviting, watching, following, and they all interact. It's like having conversations with the world, and you're just there like, wow, you know, it's big, you know what I mean? Everybody's just on TikTok these days. Yeah.
Yeah, quite a platform. But we want to thank you, Dean, for coming on, and because you're a busy guy. And so we will look forward to
never
you either
virtually. You guys are my family. I love you guys. So, you know, in a heartbeat, you call me. Of course, you know, sometimes we get busy, but I never forget, you know, who my true friends are. I don't have too many friends, but I can consider you guys as a family friend. And anytime, anything you guys need, I'm always there.
Better to have a couple good friends than 100 acquaintances, you know. And
yes, sir.
You know,
we got a lot of good people, you know, especially the people that support us. Those are always good people for us. So, you know, we want supporters, we want positivity. And like I said, God bless America and God bless everyone. And you know what? I think this year, some year is going to be great. Everything's going to get better. Everything's going back on track. Christmas is back. Thanksgiving is back. Yes, sir. So,
get that train back on track. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What's up? Thank you again. Sure. This has been amazing.
All right, Eric. Love you, brother. You the best.
Love you too, brother. I I got so much love for you, man. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for coming on, and we'll see you on the December 6th Easy Way Verse launch.
Yes, sir.
And so, Dean, give us a little sneak peek, really fast, what you'll be talking about. You know, what golden nuggets, what golden breadcrumbs can you drop in front of our audience?
Well, guys, look. Like I said, I've been in this social media platform and doing all these stuff with the communities, with celebrities. If you want to get your platform in and you want a good website, you want a good social media, hit up Easy Way Network. And also, if you want to hit me at Fan TV Global, just go through Easy Way Network. We're a partnership and a platform together. We make you bigger and give you more viewership and more outreach and eyeballs for you guys.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good topic. How to get more outreach and more eyeballs. That can be kind of what your talk is about.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, definitely. So hit up Dean, guys, on this, the Wall of Fame, the Easy Way Interactive. Just look up Dean or Fan TV. Thanks so much for being a guest, Dean. Appreciate you.
All right, God bless
you
all. Take care.
You rock.
Thank you, brother.
Take care.
Thanks, James. Thank you.
Right. It was great to, you know, having people like Dean and wow, we got Daniel, and this is fun. I'm taking notes.
Well,
and,
everybody, yeah, Dad, this has been an amazing show, and we're a little bit over time, but everybody that's been listening, if you want to go to any of the events we talked about, go to easywayevents.com, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, events.com. All of our events are on there. You want to join the family, you want to join the network, go to Easy Way Interactive. Download our app for free on Apple or Android, your phone. Or if you want to do the computer, you can go to Easy Way I, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, I, .com. Stay tuned, because we are building a really amazing, first time ever seen. We're doing some new things with technology. We're building a podcast, broadcast, server system, similar to like a Blog Talk Radio combined with a clubhouse for this app, and so many more innovative things we're going to be adding to this app. Guys, make sure you get the app. We'll see you guys on December 6th, December 15th, and the big one we never really talked about, March 2nd. You guys have to be there, guys. Go book your rooms ahead of time. We're doing a 3-course dinner, 30-foot secret golden carpet. Outside that room is a 15-foot carpet. We're raising money for Better Vision for Children. We're doing an Oscar viewing. We're doing performances by Grammy winners. We're doing performances by influencers that have followers of 3 million or more. We're really building this up to be, that's the big, big event for all of Easy Way. It's one you just cannot miss. So you want to go to easywayawards.com. But again, everything's on the easywayevents.com. So we'll keep it simple. Go to easywayevents.com. Pick and choose which event you want to go to. Yeah, I love you. It's so much fun to do this podcast with you.
This has been amazing, Eric. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we want to thank Daniel Frank, I call him Mr. Statistic, the Metaverse Magician, and Dean Arcos. Great show. Till next Monday morning, guys. Well, I'll let the rest of it take on from here.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.